Well, hello guys. Let's look at the state of the sort of world we live in. I mean, really, do we live in this world or do we just exist? Let's take a look at the governments of the world we're living in the moment. Well, let's forget about Canada, because Canada is run by a feminist man who is basically a dictator. But let's look closer at home, at least where I am at the moment, the UK. We have bumbling Boris as our leader at the moment. I mean, he's not doing a fantastic job at all, but he is making effort in some areas. And of course, the other main party is the Labour Party, who basically doesn't really have any real policies or any real solutions to the problems. They're just attacking the party that's in power at the moment. They're attacking Partygate. That's basically all they're doing. Any chance they get, they just badmouth the opposition. But of course, it's their job to do that, but not all the time. But that seems to be the pattern, doesn't it? Because in the United States, it's the same thing. The people in power in the United States don't really have any solutions either. And the policies don't work. They've been proven to not work. Time and time again. But are they trying to change their policies? No, they're just attacking the opposition every chance they get. That's basically all they're doing. And when something they do doesn't work, it's the opposition's fault, of course. Anybody see kind of a trend going on here? As far as I can see, the governments in the United States and in the UK and in Canada are broken. It seems all about virtual signaling and the blame game. And it all seems full of drama, but no content. And of course, the only people that actually suffer is us, the peasants. Many years ago, I never considered myself as a peasant, but I do now. Because the elites are running the world. It's not the people's choice. And the elites will do what's good for the elites, not the peasants. Never before, in my lifetime at least, have there been so many leaders of countries that are hated. And that's because the leaders have been chosen by the elites. And not the people. What type of country are we living in where the common person has no voice? We're supposedly living in the free world. Our fathers and our fathers before that fought for that sort of right. Then why is it I don't feel free at all? Do you? At least because of my age, I've known freedom. But the younger generation will never know freedom. They are a controlled generation. That's reasonably deep for a man that's almost drunk. Almost, I said. Let me know your thoughts, guys. Take it easy.